make the most of your time at university and beyond. It's time for Tub Thump. Welcome to episode 29. On today's Tub Thump, the one big reason why you need to look not just at academic work, but also at your extracurricular activities. If you're one of the first in your family to be going off to university and you're maybe focused quite a bit on the academic work and haven't been thinking about any of the other stuff that you can do, then there's one thing that can really help set you apart that a lot of students still to this day aren't entirely sure about. And I've thought of a way to kind of break it down just to explain it so that maybe it will, you know, just make a bit of sense to you. So it's based on the fact that you've got two different approaches to the learning that you're doing as you go through university. The first stuff is your academic work, and you know, the degree that you're studying, the subject that you're looking into, that really helps you specialise. So what you're doing is you are getting a deeper and deeper understanding. You're drilling down into even more detail over this subject. So you'll be looking at very specific topics for modules, maybe. You'll be learning about complex data sets, or you'll be reading things that hardly anyone else ever reads, and really getting to grips with stuff that not huge numbers of people are into. It's why you're at university. You're studying something that a lot of people haven't either got the interest, or they just haven't been thinking about something in such complexity. So your degree subject helps you to do more specialising. You might well be getting these broad overviews of stuff, especially in the introductory modules, but it's all about helping to get a much better understanding of the details. So the way I see it is that you have another strand of learning when you're at university, which is through the activities and through the clubs and societies you join, all the extracurricular stuff, the volunteering, the other work placements that you can do. All of this other stuff is just as helpful. It's just helpful in a different way. And if you don't have all of these tools under your belt, if you only focus on the academic work, then when it comes to getting a career and getting a job, that kind of thing, after you graduate, if you don't have some of these other activities under your belt, then you don't look so good. And, employers won't be so interested because they see that you've got the degree, but then again, so has around half of the population. And so therefore, what else can you bring to the table? What sets you apart? What makes you unique? And so all these other activities that you do, they aren't so much about drilling down into the detail, they're more about broadening your horizons. So you're bound to learn more than the basics, you're bound to get more and more into the depth and the detail. But the difference is that at university, you're pretty much starting from a point where you know enough to start drilling down quickly. Whereas a lot of the new activities that you start to look into are things that you're going to get a great overview of very quickly. And, you know, it develops from there. So you're broadening your horizons. You're looking into new things that you maybe haven't even considered before. So that's how I see the separation of these two really distinct strands of learning when you're at university. And the best thing to do is to really embrace both sets of things. So obviously you're there to do your degree, and so everybody does that, but it's surprising just how many students may not realize how important it is to do the other activities. And a lot of it's to do with the fun that you have. I mean, you don't join these clubs and societies because you think, there's only one reason, which is just, oh, I'm going to do this to look good on my CV. You do it so that you can learn new things, you can have fun, you can find new friends, you can develop in all sorts of new ways. And that is the magic. That's what people who are looking maybe to employ you when you graduate, that's what they're looking for. And it's what you call soft skills. And I'll talk about soft skills a bit in another future episode. I've got a couple of things lined up about that and, you know, what it means to be soft skills. But really, all of these attributes that you develop about networking and working with people and developing your attitude toward things. You know, lots of these things that you'll be doing as you go along through the activities rather than doing the academic work, that's incredibly important too. So I just wanted to say that if you are focusing mostly on just doing the work and, you know, getting in those essays and preparing for the exams and doing your dissertation, that kind of stuff, there's far more going on. And instead of ignoring it because you feel like it's a waste of time, there is a lot that you can get out of all of these activities that are going on right around you on campus and indeed beyond as well within your local community. So get out there and see what you can do. And a lot of the time you can do it with friends, or you can meet new friends as you go along doing it. So there is a lot of fun to be had as well. And if you can really bring these things together, that's when you have this great chance to be able to tell stories about the things that you've done when you were looking in both directions. So it's all about the learning, but it's also all about the development and broadening your horizons through the other activities that you undertake. So enjoy yourself, but also find all these opportunities to learn and develop. And, you know, don't feel guilty about it. Don't feel like it's wasting the time that you should be spent studying, because really it is a bit of a juggling act. And yet that can be tough as well, but we'll keep discussing these things right here on Tub Thump. This has been Tub Thump, and I've been Martin Hughes. Find more stuff to make the most of your time at university and beyond over at theuniversityblog.co.uk, where you can also find the show notes for what you've just been listening to. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at @universityboy. Music on this show is by Tobu, and thanks to Creative Commons. Tub Thump's part of the Learning Always Network, and new shows come out every Monday and Thursday. Thanks for listening, and keep being awesome.